This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Chinese security forces have been spotted conducting exercises across the border with Hong Kong. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says a trade agreement with China could be delayed until it reaches a humane resolution with Hong Kong's pro-democracy demonstrators. He has even suggested he could personally help. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
If China wants to talk trade with America, Donald Trump says it'll first need to deal with protests in Hong Kong. The U.S. president tweeted in the late hours of Wednesday with a message aimed at China's leader. I have zero doubt that if President Xi wants to quickly and humanely solve the Hong Kong problem, he can do it. Trump then seemed to suggest a personal meeting with Xi Jinping to help resolve the situation. For weeks, Hong Kong has been plunged into crisis, with pro-democracy protests sparking violent clashes between demonstrators and police. Earlier on Wednesday, the U.S. State Department said it was deeply concerned after reports of Chinese paramilitary forces moving close to the Hong Kong border.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. That's Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi during an Independence Day speech Thursday. He defended his government's controversial measure to strip the disputed Kashmir region of its statehood and special constitutional provisions. Meanwhile, about 4 million Kashmiris stayed indoors for the 11th day of an unprecedented security lockdown and communications blackout. A lockdown in Indian-administered Kashmir has been in place since August 4th. Stock markets in Japan fell Thursday. Tokyo's Nikkei index closed down 1.2% Thursday. We have more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Guatemala's president-elect Alejandro Jamete says he wants to make